From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Mitt Romney is telling graduates at Liberty University that marriage is between one man and one woman. Speaking earlier today at the commencement ceremony in Lynchburg, Virginia, Romney defended how he defines marriage.
Now, as fundamental as these principles are, they may become topics of Democratic debate from time to time. So it is today with the enduring institution of marriage. Marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman.
The crowd cheered Romney's comments, which come days after President Barack Obama embraced same-sex marriage. Greece's president will convene party leaders on Sunday as a last-ditch attempt to cobble together a coalition government. As John Zeropoulos reports, it's the country's last chance to avoid repeat elections next month, which could jeopardize its bailout.
President Karolos Papoulias will see the leaders of the Socialist, Conservative and Radical Left parties together. It is the Radical Left, however, that will be the focus of his efforts. That is the party currently refusing to join the rest and forcing the country to new elections next month, in which opinion polls suggest it would make enormous gains. In announcing his inability to form a government, the Socialist leader told Papoulias that his party is prepared to join a rainbow coalition with Conservatives and moderate leftists to enforce the austerity program and keep Greece in the euro. The radical left, however, is campaigning on an annulment of the bailout agreement. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
While Americans spent more on cars, clothes, and electronics last month, retail sales overall still rose under 1%. But Danielle Carson reports with consumers becoming more comfortable ordering merchandise online, especially with free shipping thrown in, e-commerce is booming to the tune of more than $44 billion in the first quarter.
The latest report from Comscore shows e-commerce sales shot up a whopping 17% in the first quarter compared to last year. Consumer spending drives most of the country's output, and with the GDP muddling through at a 2% clip, online sales could help fire up the economy. But retail metrics analyst Ken Perkins isn't so sure.
I don't know if it necessarily signals a spike in overall consumer spending. I think it's more of a shift from one platform to another. I don't think it's enough to really move the needle in terms of growth.
Perkins says the downside to the booming growth in e-commerce is loss of retail jobs. Call centers, which take in online orders, usually don't hire as many employees as their brick-and-mortar counterparts. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Boston University is mourning the deaths of three of its students. A road accident in New Zealand took the lives of three students who were studying there. Five were injured when a minivan they were traveling in crashed. One student is hospitalized in critical condition. This is NPR News. A school bus crashed on its way back from an amusement park in eastern Pennsylvania, and more than a dozen students have suffered minor injuries. The bus collided with a car Friday evening. Authorities say the bus had 30 students aboard and was among three buses taking the freshmen home from a class trip to Dorney Park in Wildwater Kingdom. School officials say one adult and 13 students were taken to a hospital. Their injuries are minor. The bus driver will be cited for failure to yield to oncoming traffic. A lawsuit by a West Virginia coal miner's widow claims she and others were tricked into accepting wrongful death settlements. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the lawsuit accuses the owner of the Upper Big Branch mine of defrauding victims' families and a state court.
Upper Big Branch mine owner Massey Energy offered cash settlements of $3 million 2 weeks after an explosion killed 29 coal miners. The family of 61-year-old Benny Willingham accepted an offer. Now widow Edith May Willingham claims in a lawsuit that Massey executives and board members deliberately withheld information about the company's criminal complicity in the disaster. Massey and current mine owner Alpha Natural Resources later pleaded guilty to corporate criminal charges. The settlements were fraudulently induced, the lawsuit claims, and should be voided. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson is thanking prosecutors, police, and others who helped convict her former brother-in-law of the murder of her mother, brother, and nephew. Hudson and her sister say the family is grateful for prosecutors' dedication and tireless work to convict William Balfour. Balfour is facing life in prison. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.